Hi, I'm Selena Williams. I'm 26 years old. I'm a production coordinator. I work in television and I live on the outskirts of London. I began volunteering with CSV in 2009. I began working as the volunteer coordinator at BBC Radio Kent, where I had to coordinate all the volunteers that were being involved in all of our fundraising events and assist on the day, helping raise money for all of the local charities. The reason that I wanted to volunteer was I wanted to give something back to my community. At the same time, I had just spent a good part of my life in education. I'd just come out and I didn't have any work experience. So it was very good for me to get into a work environment and start working 9 to 5 and getting some experience on my CV. Also, it was in the direction that I wanted to work, which was within the media. And it was a great opportunity to work for the BBC, which is, you know, world-renowned, renowned across the whole world. So overall, it was a great experience and I was able to give something back.
And couldn't you tell us a little bit about what you did while you worked for the BBC?
I started off as the volunteer coordinator with CSV. I then moved on working as a broadcast assistant. I used to help out in the afternoons, one day a week, working on the Pat Maher show. I then moved on to work on the mid-morning programme, which was at the time presented by Dominic King. And I would assist the producers and the news teams with the output. And then as I developed, I got more hours and I managed to gain a full-time position. And with my development, I moved up to working on the John Warnet and Claire McDonnell show for breakfast and also the mid-morning programme with Julia George.
And where are you now?
Well, now I have left the BBC. I left Radio Kent about a year and a half ago and I worked over in London in television. I did a small stint there and I left and now working as a production coordinator at Reef Television, which is an independent production company that makes various programmes on the BBC and other channels such as ITV and Channel 4. And at the moment, I'm working there.
Would you have done that? Would you have succeeded so much without volunteering first, do you think?
The volunteering was a foot in the door. It gave me the exposure to various different people. It also gave me contacts within the community, which was very important when it came to local radio. And without that foundation and without that beginning, I don't think I would be where I am now.
So is it true to say that it changed your life?
I would say that it certainly steered me in the right direction and gave me the focus that I needed. So, yes, if you were to put it up into one line, yes, it certainly changed my life.
Well, it sounds as though you've got permanent work and plenty of it now, but do you still volunteer in your spare time?
Yes, I volunteer at a community radio station up in London called Represent FM. At an ad hoc basis, I mentor young adults from 18 up to 24. And the basis of the community project is to encourage them to be creative using the medium of radio, and they could be making documentaries, they could be hosting their own show, and I'm just there as guidance to give them support. So if they have a creative idea and they want to bounce that idea off me, we'll have a chat about it and we could develop it further. So I do that in my spare time, and at the same and also I volunteer with MenCap at some weekend events that they hold, and I've been doing that for some time now.
So clearly you don't necessarily need to do it, but you like to do it. Why is that? Why do you find it so rewarding, do you think?
I think it's important to contribute back to where you've come from. So, and I also think it's important to pass on the skills that you've learned in your workplace, because it can be extremely beneficial to the next person. So somebody took a chance on me and gave me the opportunity to volunteer. And so I think in the same breath that I could do the same to somebody else, or I could give advice to that one person and they would then take that and change their course of their life. So I don't think you will immediately know whether or not that would... It's just incredibly rewarding to work with a young girl and a young boy who didn't have necessarily the drive and direction at the beginning, but then towards the end of your mentoring stint with them, after 3 to 4 months, you see a change and they become very focused. And then you realise that you've been successful, and it's an incredible feeling that sometimes is quite empty and you don't get that at work. You know, you work 9 to 5 and you're pushing paper around, but with volunteering, you are giving something back and you're supporting somebody to get to a point in their life that they want to get to. And that's very rewarding. There has been one particular moment that has stuck with me, and it's actually been the driving force as to why I want to continue volunteering. It was my first stint of working with MenCap. And it was actually just before I started to volunteer, and I did some work experience there, as I wanted to work out if I wanted to be a carer. And I was allowed to spend 3 days out of my week with a lady with Down syndrome. And she was absolutely petrified of the library. And she needed to, but yet she loved books, and she kept on reading the same books over and over and over and over again. So I decided, with the permission of her carer, that I was going to try and introduce the library to her slowly. And so what we would do is, on the first day, we would walk along and just walk past the library, and I would show it to her, and then that would be the end of the day and we'd come back. And then the second day we stepped inside and I introduced her to the staff, and that was enough for the day. And we came back and we took a book out and we took some leaflets for membership. The next day, the final day, we decided to go straight in. She was happy to sign herself up to become a full-time library member. She walked in and she took out 3 books and she took them away with her. And then, as far as I know, she has continued to go back and forth to the library ever since. That has stayed with me, and I won't forget it, because it's an example of what volunteering can do just for that one person, is to support them through something that they want to overcome, and that was one of them.